Chapter 56. Let us wait a little, said Grandcourt, in his favorite attitude, having his left forefinger and thumb in his waistcoat pocket, and with his right hand caressing his whisker, while he stood near Gwendolyn and looked at her not unlike a gentleman who has a felicitous introduction at an evening party. Have you anything else to say to me, said Gwendolyn, playfully. Yes, I know, having things said to you is a great bore, said Grandcourt, rather sympathetically. Not when they are things I like to hear. Will it bother you to be asked how soon we can be married? I think it will, today, said Gwendolyn, putting up her chin saucily. Not today, then, but tomorrow. Think of it, before I come tomorrow. In a fortnight or 3 weeks, as soon as possible. Ah, you think you will be tired of my company, said Gwendolyn. I notice when people are married the husband is not so much with his wife as when they are engaged. But perhaps I shall like that better too. She laughed charmingly. You shall have whatever you like, said Grandcourt. And nothing that I don't like? Please say that, because I think I dislike what I don't like more than I like what I like, said Gwendolyn. Finding herself in the woman's paradise, where all her nonsense is adorable. Grandcourt paused. These were subtleties in which he had much experience of his own. I don't know, this is such a brute of a world, things are always turning up that one doesn't like. I can't always hinder your being bored. If you like to ride Criterion, I can't hinder his coming down by some chance or other. Ah, my friend Criterion, how is he? He is outside. I made the groom ride him, that you might see him. He had the side saddle on for an hour or two yesterday. Come to the window and look at him. They could see the two horses being taken slowly round the sweep, and the beautiful creatures, in their fine grooming, sent a thrill of exultation through Gwendolyn. They were the symbols of command and luxury, in delightful contrast with the ugliness of poverty and humiliation at which he had lately been looking close. Will you ride Criterion tomorrow? Said Grandcourt. If you will, everything shall be arranged. I should like it of all things, said Gwendolyn. I want to lose myself in a gallop again. But now I must go and fetch Mama. Take my arm to the door, then, said Grandcourt, and she accepted. Their faces were very near each other, being almost on a level, and he was looking at her. She thought his manners as a lover more agreeable than any he had seen described. She had no alarm lest he meant to kiss her, and was so much at her ease, that she suddenly paused in the middle of the room and said half archly, half earnestly, oh, while I think of it there is something I dislike, that you can save me from. I do not like Mr. Lush's company. You shall not have it. I'll get rid of him. You are not fond of him yourself? Not in the least. I let him hang on me, because he has always been a poor devil, said Grandcourt, in an adagio of utter indifference. They got him to travel with me, when I was a lad. He was always that coarse-haired kind of brute sort of cross between a hog and a dilettante, Gwendolyn laughed. All that seemed kind and natural enough. Grandcourt's fastidiousness enhanced the kindness. And when they reached the door, his way of opening it for her was the perfection of easy homage. Really, she thought, he was likely to be the least disagreeable of husbands. Mrs. Davilow was waiting anxiously in her bedroom when Gwendolyn entered, stepped toward her quickly, and kissing her on both cheeks said in a low tone, "Come down, Mama, and see Mr. Grandcourt. I am engaged to him." My darling child, said Mrs. Davilow, with a surprise that was rather solemn than glad. Yes, said Gwendolyn, in the same tone, and with a quickness which implied that it was needless to ask questions. Everything is settled. You are not going to Sawyer's Cottage, I am not going, to be inspected by Mrs. Mumford, and everything is to be as I like. So come down with me immediately. Book 4. Gwendolyn gets her choice. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.